the Bob Seger news coming fast and furious. First of all, Main Street, we should update everybody on where we're at with Bob Seger Boulevard.
Okay, we started the campaign a while ago. We wanted to have you help us show the Ann Arbor School Board why Bob should have his own street in Ann Arbor, which is a no-name street next to Pioneer High School on the corner of Main Street.
It's perfect. It is perfect.
So we started that whole campaign, and you were gracious enough to send us all of these emails showing your support, and you can still do that. All that you need to do is just send the keyword Seeger to 248-398-9279. We'll send all the info to your phone. The more, the better.
We need it pretty quick, though, because the next step for us is the school board, the superintendent, is waiting on. We're going to compile all these in one thing so she can see. She said she needs 50. We have well over hundreds of them. But we got to get that to her in the next day or two. So we'll get that sent out. Now, the next thing, we just found out this morning that Bob Seger is back on the road. He is making up the rescheduled tour dates. We were all concerned about his health, and he's doing better. So he's going to try to make those up. No new dates, but the ones that were canceled when he hurt his neck and had the surgery, he's going to make those up. I think it's kind of cool, too, Aaron, that they're trying to do the make good dates on the same night of the week. So if it was a Saturday show back then, it's going to be a Saturday show now. Like in Atlanta and Columbus and stuff.
That's great.
That's cool. So Bob is back out on the road, and then we wanted to bring in our program director, JT, Jerry Tarrant. Hi, JT.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just playing the hits. So you jokingly, I think you were joking. We think, do you really think he was serious when we threw this at him, Aaron?
No, because I don't think he ever thought we could get enough likes on our Bob Seger page that we created.
So
can I just state right now, whenever you guys throw an idea, I'll just put it out there. I just kind of, yeah, okay.
such a married man. Yeah, sure, honey. Whatever. Yeah, we'll go to the mall.
Yeah. I know, I love your ideas, but sometimes, you know, as a program director, you listen to talent. I get inundated with ideas all day, and about 90% of them, you're like, okay, good idea. Now get back to work.
That was a good luck with this thing, wasn't it? You gave us good luck with that. So we made up a Facebook page. Want to thank Chris Brunt and everybody upstairs that helped us out. And it says Make Bob Seger Boulevard, right?
Yes, and the whole thing was we had to get 9,470 likes on this page, and then...
JT, you told us if we did that, you would do what?
I would play Bob Seger for 24 hours straight.
We're over 9,600 likes as of this morning, I believe. So
yeah, we're at
like a half hour.
9,627.
Dang. Dang it.
So, this means this is going to happen, right?
Well, yeah, I guess it's going to involve some extra work on my half, but I need to say that with maybe like as, you know, the guy who does all the music for the radio station.
Yes.
I probably need to put an asterisk by that claim because some suit at corporate thought it'd be a great idea to let listeners pick all the music. And we started this program at noon called You Pick Lunch.
Yeah, exactly. With Julian. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so they pick all the music. So now I pretty much don't have anything to do around noon. You know, so I kind of just wander around and listen to great ideas, like how about 24 hours of Bob Seger. And then, of course, the suit again suggests, well, JT, there really won't be any extra work in your half because we kind of like to make it like let the listeners pick their own Bob Seger song for that day.
Do we have a day, by the way? Have you set a date yet?
Yeah, June 7th.
June 7th.
June.
I think 7th. Is that Saturday? A week from this Saturday?
Is that right? We're looking at the calendar here right now. So that would be a week from Saturday. Okay. Is that right, Aaron?
A week from?
No, that's a Thursday.
No, June. You're talking about June. No. June 9th. No, June 2nd. Okay, yeah, June 2nd is June 2nd is a week from Saturday.
Well, we're doing the years in your ears for Memorial Weekend.
So the next weekend would be June 2nd.
June 9th.
No.
So, the Saturday after Memorial Weekend.
June 2nd. Yeah, because this weekend coming up. Trust me, June 2nd.
I don't know what day it is.
That's okay. June 2nd. Saturday, June 2nd. That's the Saturday after Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we'll do it that way. And then that way we've got time to set it all up. And then, of course, I think Bob will probably weigh in. And then, you know, we'll... get with because a lot of this you have to do online. You can go online and be able to pick your favorite Seeger songs. You're kind of like, it'll be like a voting process where you'll just see all the Seeger songs and then you can just kind of vote your favorites you know, to the top to see, you know, to make it play right away.
So. Okay, so we're going to build that out. But the date is set Saturday, June 2nd, midnight, 24 hours of Bob Seger on CSX.
Yeah, but I don't have anything to do now. So I was thinking maybe, Aaron, I could, like, clean all your shoes, your 700 pairs of shoes.
That would work. So how many likes? We want to do 24 hours of Kip Winger. Can we do that one next?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. That would be great.
I don't know.
That was the married man right there. Oh, sure, honey. That's a great idea. Okay, yeah, so we're going to...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, thanks for agreeing to do this. I'm even
Gordon Lightfoot, 24 hours of Gordon Lightfoot. That would rock, too.
If we do 24 hours of the Edmund Fitzgerald, no.
I will be in heaven.
No.
I'll sit in my Barbie dream closet and listen to it.
No.
All right, I'll be the only person listening to it.
Saturday, June 2nd, all day, 24 hours of Seger, and then one song with Aaron singing The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. All right. Thanks, JT. We'll see you when you get in.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Bye.